The following is a Castwave Studios production.
The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello, welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Tonight, San Diego Comic-Con. We have the good, the bad, the ugly, rather, Ready Player One, The Inhumans, and the DC Cinematic Universe. Also, Doctor Who has lady parts. Get your TARDISes ready. And another round of celebrity deaths. Apparently, 2016 is not done yet. Hold on your hats. It's Boldly Going Nowhere.
Great intro, Sean.
I prepared.
You did. The prep was there.
I prepared, and everything's okay.
I just felt that was like the perfect, like, professional. Hello, guys. Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. You're probably very confused.
Podcast. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears.
Yeah, that.
And also, for those of you who want the shorthand, podcast ears, listen.
Brian, you appear to have lost some weight. Have you been working out?
Oh, man.
I got to tell you, you haven't noticed the last three times we've done this.
Did you get contacts? Where are your glasses?
I worked very hard on this.
He got contacts the other day.
I worked very hard on this. It was very, very disappointing, heartbreaking that you did not notice.
And he's wearing like a Puma shirt. He's not wearing like a Spider-Man hoodie.
I'm the replacement, Brian. I'm from the faraway land of New Jersey. Make my podcast debut. I feel very underdressed.
we're the stand-in crowd because Colin was in Portland and he wanted to make sure we got the Comic-Con coverage taken care of.
And they rented me for cheap. But this is my first podcast. So if you hear splattering offside, that might just be me throwing up. But it's gonna be okay. We'll be all right.
Brian, there's no pressure.
Sean will cue something good.
It's just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's always a chance that everybody will hate you when you do this. For those of you who don't know me, I'm on PCP doing the movie podcast. I'm usually very obnoxious. I'm going to try and turn that dial back a little bit because this is not my show.
You should.
So, What are we kicking off with, Sean? Are we going to kick off with the low points first?
Let's kick off with the low points first. Like I said, 2016 in the intro, 2016 is not done yet in terms of killing people, but now it's 2017 is killing people, and it's an epidemic. Chris Cornell, like, it kind of started when Chris Cornell kind of passed,
a couple months ago.
He committed suicide.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And on his birthday,
Chester Bennington, the lead singer of Linkin Park, followed with his own suicide.
And he has six children from two marriages.
Now, that was actually on his birthday? That part I did not know.
It was on Chris Cornell's birthday.
Wow. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it's heavy. And I mean, I understand, like, it's the reason his music was so good was because he poured so much pain into what he was performing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think a lot of people may not have known just how bad he was struggling with the demons that he had. Yeah, and I mean, it definitely sucks, and I feel for the fans and his family.
I definitely feel for his family.
Because suicide's a toughie. There's no way to go about talking about that where it's good or bad or anything. It just sucks.
It just keeping an open dialogue with anyone you know.
Oh, yeah,
like anyone that's like even remotely a frowny face, you got to really just let them know that you're there for them because that's as serious as serious.
I will tell you stories about my job, and you will feel instantly better. It's true.
Yeah.
The life of Ruby Tuesday, it will make you feel better.
Well, at least I'm not that guy.
I gotta tell you though,
I'm trying to keep things light here.
I feel like it's something you say a lot though. With Chester Bennington though, I really didn't see him as being, I don't know, like, I never would imagine he would be one of the artists that would commit suicide or have those. I mean, I guess I've pretty much known about him since the start of Linkin Park and followed him more or less. I actually wasn't even aware how of drug issues or drug or alcohol issues with him.
It's much worse than that. Do you not know the whole story?
I mean, I want to fill us in.
He dealt with molestation issues from his youth.
That I didn't know.
And some other stuff. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Quite horrible.
Yeah, but that was definitely, didn't see that coming. That
and then
was,
another
was rough.
Another really big one was George A. Romero, practically the inventor of the zombie genre. Also passed away, unfortunately.
Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, Dawn of the Dead. It's like so good.
I'm not even a zombie person. I liked it.
Oh, God, yeah. Especially the ending.
Right.
I love the ending because it's just like, you know, they get to exactly where they need to go and then they just have that fuck you moment at the end with the boat.
Right.
Loved it, loved it, loved it. It was very realistic. But yeah, Romero has done some amazing work. I know I've talked smack on zombie stuff and I know that, you know, I'm not trying to be doing that right now, but he really just like streamlined the entire process of like zombie fiction, particularly in film, especially with like Dawn of the Dead. So it sucks that he passed. I know a lot of my friends that are into the horror genre are very upset about that. Then we have John Hurd. You'll know him from Prison Break, and more notably, he was the father in Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the circumstances for his death.
Interesting.
I missed that, but what else we have? We have Deborah Watling. She was from Doctor Who. She was the second assistant.
Oh, man.
And she was with the second Doctor from 1967 to 1968, so a lot of her episodes are what they call the lost episodes of Doctor Who, which really suck. They started recovering them, but they said hers
what was her reason then?
It's a brief battle with cancer.
Yeah.
So I think it just caught her at a bad time. And then finally we have Martin Landau, who is an acting legend. He's done a ton of on-screen roles, voice acting roles. Most recently, you probably saw him in like 9. He's remembered a lot for Ed Wood. Did you ever see Ed Wood with Johnny Depp? He was in that. He was very good in that. I think he got an Oscar for that, but I can't remember. And his passing was just what they said was complications from a brief hospital visit. Just unfortunately, you know, he's just very old. But yeah, so it's been a rough week.
It's been nuts.
So
it's, I'm like all these people.
Yeah. It's like, it's just when you thought 2016 took a break, it was like within a week, it just like, oh, whoa, that's right. Yeah. We have a few other people on our list. We haven't gotten to yet.
I'm sorry. You guys have been enjoying too much time without death. Let's get some more people killed.
You guys are way too happy. Let's see if we can shift that up a little bit.
Mixing it up.
Well, let's jump into the good stuff, man. Let's jump into Comic-Con.
Yes. Yes. Let's jump into Comic-Con.
Comic-Con.
Right now.
Wait, it was... Oh, my God. Comic-Con. I mean, I've always made the joke that Comic-Con is like Nerd Christmas. This year it was Nerd Christmas for real, man.
I mean,
that's about as true as possible this year.
Spoiled. There were so many moments of just like screaming and yelling and freaking out. And I've got this all set up, man. I've got the top 10. From Comic-Con 2017. So we'll kick things off with... We'll start from the back, just because that's how I do it on my show. Number 10, they announced Wonder Woman 2, which, if you haven't seen Wonder Woman 1, you need to go see that shit, because it was excellent. Have you seen that one yet? Oh, yeah, you've seen Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman's
phenomenal. It's like the only DC Cinematic Universe film that I do not mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I first had heard about it, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to go see that. But then I said, you know what?
I liked it more than Man of Steel.
Oh, hell yeah. It's the best movie. It's the best movie they've done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not saying much, but it's the best movie DC's done so far.
But on standalone, it was very good. You got to give it to them.
And I'm not surprised at all that they announced a sequel to that because it was so good. But they better keep the same director or it's not going to be good. That's just a fact.
DC's got some issues with
Patty
that.
They need to continue with Patty.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 9, we have the trailer for The Flash Season 4.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Which looks really good, particularly because for the first time in the history of that show, the bad guy's not another speedster. So hopefully we're not going to have to deal with a whole other season of, you just got to run faster. Then you'll be
gotta,
fine.
I wanted to see how much faster he could go, but so that was a little bit down.
So it took 4 seasons, but we finally got a bad guy that's not a speedster. So good job, CW.
Yeah, that ninja like that was just
one
like,
man running really fast versus another man running really fast.
It'll be great, and just the amount of times you can use puns for that, like it's
in
like
in a season finale that lasts 2 minutes.
Can he get there before time runs out?
Can he get there before time runs out?
What is that kid on speed? Shut up, Joe. The amount of puns.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
And it looks like fairly early in the season they're going to recover Barry from the Speed Force, because if you haven't seen the ending, that's how it ends. He goes into the Speed Force and he's gone. And I'm not trying to be that guy, but nobody wants Wally West. Nobody wants Wally West to be the Flash. I'm
whiny
sorry.
Wally.
Speed Force. Yeah,
whiny Wally. Mm.
Speed Force. Is that all the Star Wars movies on fast forward? I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry.
I will finish what you started.
He's just fast forward the prequels. That's called Speed Force.
I am your father. No,
it's impossible. Apple. We appear to have strayed off topic.
No match for Droidy Car.
No, episode one. No episode one ever.
Oh, I have a bad feeling about this.
Number eight. Number eight is the reveal of a new Rocko's Modern Life television movie.
I am super excited about this. Just Rocko's Modern Life was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Such an adult show.
Oh yeah, because he worked amazing.
For God's sakes, Rocko worked at a sex line.
Oh baby. Rocko.
Rocko, get in my yard.
Yeah. Wait, no, Mrs. Hip.
How dare you?
Turn the page, you wash your hands.
Oh boy.
I gotta tell you that was a very pleasant blindside. I didn't know there was anything in the works for this. This was just, but yeah, one of my favorite memories just watching cartoons growing up was this show. And yeah, like you said, Sean, it was preview, so adult, like, and it was very, yeah, you know.
Did you
just
see how it was commentating on how society is now? Oh, like, they made fun of iPhone, they made fun of Starbucks, they made fun of energy drinks.
It was an exact microcosm. It was excellent.
Yeah. I was just so happy.
I was so blown away by it, too. Like,
he's trying.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. But yeah, and I just, particularly the taco truck, what was really depressing was as I watched it, I realized I'm Rocko. Because everywhere he went, he was the only one not enjoying all the new stuff.
Everything went
That's
bad.
That's me.
Yep.
He goes to the iPhone store, he's unhappy.
I found it.
Sean found the volume control. That's going to look great.
Got to put tape over that button.
Oh, boy.
I don't think that
could have gone better.
Oh, that God. Couldn't have not gone any better. All right, let's move on.
All right, number eight.
Apparently, I can't multitask.
Number seven. We got a second trailer for The Defenders, which comes out in just 2 weeks on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you living under a rock, The Defenders is basically the street level Avengers, like Daredevil and Iron Fist and Luke Cage and Jessica Jones are all coming together for a miniseries on Netflix. And I'm stoked. Like, the bad guys, Sigourney Weaver, a lot of characters that we know and love are coming in. It's going to be absolutely magnificent. So that was good. Number six. This will surprise a lot of you because I'm going to give a compliment to DC again.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. The newest trailer for Justice League came out at Comic-Con, and it didn't entirely look like shit.
Wow, that's really surprising.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
It's like a backhanded compliment. I'm like, well, you did a good job. It doesn't look like shit.
Well, the characters.
Good job.
Particularly.
It's like this passive aggressive.
I'm trying.
Somewhat condescending, but not really. Kind of.
Oh no, there's still plenty in the trailer that didn't look good, but like, I think a lot of people will now give the Flash more credit, like their Flash for the movie, because he was really funny.
Yeah.
Like, my best moment was they were all getting ready to fight, and he's scared whispering. He's like, why are you guys getting ready to fight? I've never done that before. I just push people and then run away. It's so funny. He's very funny. He's a great Flash, like, to his credit. Aquaman still looks like a weird redneck. I don't understand why they went with that look for him, man. He's like, they showed, you remember when he's like riding on the Batmobile and he's like, yeah!
Yeah!
They got a new one where he's falling out of the sky while impaling one of those flying creatures, and he's doing the same thing. He's like, oh yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Like, what?
I am Rob Zombie mixed with Godsmack.
I was going to say, I'm not. I guess Aquaman's going to be the new spokesperson for Budweiser.
I'm Aquaman.
I almost feel like they just kind of took creative rage, just kind of get crazy, a little silly with that character, only because, I don't know, just personally, I never really took him seriously. I don't know if anyone really took him that seriously as a character overall. I just
No bars.
Yep, no bars.
Yeah. But now he does look very country.
He looks extremely country.
He looks like you're about to get some. I'm gonna tell you what right now. I'll tell you.
Tell you what?
I love
my name is Aquaman. I'm gonna get off the ocean and I'm gonna throw a shark at you. You want some tuna fish? I got Bumblebee.
He broke Zach.
Behold my power!
Okay, Aquaman, what are you doing?
I covered him in turds! Fish turds! I got it!
Bet you could say he's having a shitty day.
Keep him off my property.
Get off my land.
All right, let's move on.
That's right. You know what you smell.
But yeah, I'm just saying, like, it looked a little better, but the CG's still kind of messy. And the other thing we noticed was you remember you used to complain about J.J. Abrams' lens flares?
Oh, all
this,
the time.
This new trailer didn't even have lens flares. It just had flashes. Like, you couldn't see anything. It was so...
just some person shining a light.
No, literally, he throws his trident, and it's all bluey, lightning-y, and when it hits a rock, it just goes... and you can't see anything. It's like, what is this? I hope they tone that down. You're going to walk out of the movie and be like, what do you think of Justice? Like, it was great.
Who are you? Where are you? Where am I?
Where am I? Where's the door?
Oh, mate.
All right. Number five, I'll be quick with this one because I'm the only one that really cares about this. Number five was the new trailer for Westworld Season 2.
Okay.
Westworld Season 1 is absolutely epic. If you haven't seen it, you had to check it out. And I can't really say
it's
anything
on the
else
list.
Because spoilers, but it looks like it picks up right where Season 1 left off. A lot of the characters are going through changes. It was epic. And they played this amazing song and with like almost no sound in the trailer whatsoever. And I'm very excited. I think that I hope HBO is giving Westworld like a wide berth because I think Game of Thrones is very overrated compared to like Westworld. That's just me though. Number four. There was some new footage for DuckTales, and then they made a shockingly awesome announcement that Darkwing Duck is coming back to Disney, and he will be on DuckTales. They're finally connecting the universes.
Oh, man, I love Darkwing Duck.
Well, I mean, Darkwing Duck! Darkwing Duck!
Let's get dangerous.
Oh, man, those 90s themes, the best.
No, hell yeah. Well, it always bothered me that Launchpad was on Darkwing Duck when I was a kid, and nobody else was.
Yeah.
So this connection of the two shows on the new Disney show is just validation for me as a child. It's like, finally, you fixed it.
Yeah. You connected the Batman in the universe with the Bruce Wayne type of the universe.
Yeah, I was going to say. I just want to see Darkwing Duck and Gizmo Duck on the same screen together. Yeah. It's going to be great. You're still hung up on Donald Duck.
Oh my god. I fell over laughing watching the DuckTales preview. Oh shit.
The voice talent in that show too. I wonder who they're going to get to play Darkwing Duck, cuz like David Tennant is Scrooge, Abed from Community is one of the nephews, and then they got Saturday Night Live people to be
David
some of the
Tennant's
other characters.
A perfect Scrooge.
He is a perfect Scrooge. It's unbelievable.
He just fits right in.
I'm not going to lie though. I don't dig the theme song, the new theme song. It's not as good as the old one.
No, nothing's going to be good as the old one.
That's really the only criticism I got, though. I mean, I'm as a grown man, I'm going to watch the hell out of DuckTales. I don't care.
Woo!
Number three, ironic position for this. Number three is Thor 3.
Thor 3.
Thor Ragnarok.
You playing that?
Thor 3, Thwagnarok.
Ragnarok.
Thor 3. Thor 3. Oh, sorry, I can't.
She shall see
Thor 3, Ragnarok.
Thor 3, Ragnarok.
The skeleton took a shower.
The arsonist had oddly shaped feet.
The human torch
was
denied
a bank loan.
Anyway, so Thor 3.
Oh.
Our digressions are terrible, you know that?
Oh, man.
So they...
That is one big pile of shit.
Listen to PCP bi-weekly on Castwave Studios.
They're happy for it.
I'm going to plug it. I have to at least plug it.
I keep hearing these things in my ears just being new on podcast. I'm like, God?
But yeah, so that
it's me.
I mean, if you have Morgan Freeman, I'm in trouble.
It's me. No, no.
That's not you.
I didn't have
it. He tried to go to God mode and it wasn't there.
It wasn't there. Nope. Nope, not there.
Sean,
not there.
Sean cannot be God today.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Okay. At least I got wit.
So, how great was that trailer, though, for Thor 3? Like, the first trailer was already epic. This was even more epic.
It was like mixtures of, like, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. A lot of it. That, the Hulk diving into that red monster.
At the end?
Oh.
Holy fuck.
Oh.
Like, I just can't. The scene that got me, and you saw, like, me and Bethany were flipping.
I know.
Like,
you're
flipping the hell out.
You're flipping your shit.
It's that scene where Thor and Loki walk into that room with guns, like, hi, hello. I was like, okay, this is already the best movie ever.
I'm excited.
And then, what was it, Hulk fighting that giant wolf monster?
Yeah.
That movie's going to be nuts.
The way he just caught that thing and just like...
Yeah, like, just grab its mouth.
I'm not your dinner tonight.
No. It's like, and Hulk is talking.
Yeah.
That's another thing. They actually showed Hulk like using full sentences, which they haven't done really in the movies yet.
Yeah.
So he's actually sitting there having like a conversation with Thor. I need him to hit him again, though. And I also need like a Thor Hulk or a Hulk Loki moment.
Yeah.
Because the last time you saw Hulk with Loki was when he did the. So I need like one of those kitty ones where like the Hulk goes like this and Loki's like. You know, two for flinching. But yeah, no, Thor 3. Looks absolutely epic. I think they're finally going to have a Thor movie. Like, Thor 1 was good, but not great, and Thor 2 was just kind of eh. I think Thor 3 is going to be fucking nuts. I can't wait. I think
great.
It's going to be great. Number 2, another ironic placement. Wow, I didn't realize how ironic these
it
ones
was planned,
were.
I'm telling you.
Number 2, Stranger Things Season 2.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Oh.
That
Stranger Things.
God damn, man.
Oh.
If you haven't seen season one, watch the shit out of that. Because didn't we go through that in like a day when I came up to see you after
that
came out?
It was 1 or 2 days. And I'm telling you, this trailer, I said to Zach right after, it made me just excited to want to go back and watch the first season right before the new one boots, just because I forgot how much I loved that show.
Yeah.
And then when we were watching the trailer before, the first 15 seconds where you just see the arcade turning into the upside down.
Dragon's Lair.
What's going on.
Dragon's Lair.
Yeah. Yes. Dragon's Lair in the arcade because it's the 80s.
I took a video of that when I was at MAGFest last year.
But he's right. When they went to the Upside Down and they showed that giant thing from the Super Bowl commercial, but it turned and looked at him. Like, it looked at the kid. It was like, fuck.
Like I said, if they had cut the trailer right there, I still would have been sold. But then it was like, oh, it's like, oh, no, but we're going to give you some more.
I stood up. I was just like, was that it?
Yeah, we were all literally just sitting there
And then as they started going, I just sat back down.
And that ending where they played like the montage of shots to Thriller.
Yeah.
I was literally just sitting there.
Vincent Price's monologue. I was, I had chills.
Oh God, it was just
Vincent Price.
And it takes place during Halloween and it comes out on Halloween. Like this is gonna be
3 days
so
before
good.
Halloween, actually.
Yeah.
The 27th, they bumped it up.
They bumped it up 3
because we're impatient.
and because Halloween's not on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Netflix rolls, man. It's Friday or go home.
They're sticking to it.
But yeah, that's just, holy shit, man. I'm taking the day off for that. I'm watching that whole fucking thing in a
Same.
Day. I can't.
Same.
Everything we saw, and all of us were just like freaking out, like kicking seats and yelling. We were just, God, like I love the Marvel Netflix stuff, but Stranger Things, man, that's like some next level shit. That's just, all right, for number one, I'm going to pass it to Sean.
Give him some room.
Yeah.
Film by Michael Bay. Just kidding.
Not
false
funny.
False alarm. No. Ready Player One.
Ugh.
The trailer dropped.
Ugh.
I'm going to play some of that for you right now because reasons? Reasons. Because reasons. And because...
Because you're in control.
That's because I'm in control. I'm in total control. And why is this not working? And
you're kind of in control.
I'm sort of in control. Sometimes I'm in control.
Maybe not that much.
I'm not that.
Oh, there is the volume.
Do you have a loose cable connection?
I think I did.
Except the Oasis.
So, looking at his hardware. Like I mean anything. That's a distracted globe. If as anyone sees that, that's Ogden Morrow's birthday party. Well, Simon Pegg plays that character.
And the fucking Iron Giant.
The Iron Giant, that is Shoto in the background. Yeah. That's not Deathstroke.
The DeLorean. It's so beautiful.
There's Chocobos. God. That's Freddy Krueger being shot.
Duke Nukem. He's holding a Halo gun.
Yep.
It's like a who's who of pop culture iconic shit. It's amazing.
This is new. This is not in the book. But I'm okay with it because it's Rush.
I love the way they sequenced the starting position lights to this song. It was just excellent.
Yeah. Oh my God. And Christine's in it, the killer car for Stephen King.
I have a feeling Zach's going to like IOI.
The Akira bike.
It's not the light cycle.
And that shot is just so...
This shot.
That.
This shot. It's the DeLorean.
Oh my God.
That is going to be the greatest fucking movie. I can't... And
this here was really interesting. That's the Willy Wonka theme. That is the crystal key.
The crystal key.
And that double A that was inscribed in the key, that is Anorak's logo.
Yeah.
The James Holliday, the creator of the Oasis.
Called
Anorak.
Simon Pegg's in that?
Simon Pegg is Ogden Morrow.
Is he?
Yeah. You know that big that opening scene with all the people floating around up there?
Yeah.
That's his birthday party. That whole thing is his birthday party.
That's fantastic.
You need to, if you haven't, please listen to the audiobook or read it.
Yeah, like, read the shit out of that.
Read the shit out of that.
Because that's just, and it's Steven Spielberg back in sci-fi.
I hope they start out in the movie. I hope they start out with the reading of the will from James Holliday.
Yep.
Like, I'm leaving my entire estate up for grabs. Go for it.
That's going to be fucking insane.
I may have made it too difficult to find. Like, it's...
That trailer left me completely speechless. Like, I literally just was in my room for like 5 minutes, just frozen.
Right.
1 week later, we find Zach still in his chair. Blank screen.
It's literally like Jim Carrey, like, hi, I'm looking for the Ready Player One trailer and a new pair of shorts.
Yes.
I shit myself. Actually, on the Facebook page, I put my reaction video. I was just like...
Yeah, if you haven't seen this yet, you need to look at Sean's face.
No, that was actually my realistically, that was my second time watching it, because my first time watching it was unbearable. I wouldn't be able to hold a phone.
No, I was
my
like,
motor functions were gone.
Like, my hands were shaking. I was like punching my desk. Like, I was losing my mind.
I did this. I was like,
that
it's
was
exactly what I did.
That's not even. That's exactly not even, that's, what I that's did. That's not even like number one for Comic-Con. That was a complete fucking shocker. Shocker. Yeah. That kicked the shit out of all of the other stuff at Comic-Con.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, let's see what else we got here. I have some other mini lists here. I have three things at Comic-Con that nobody cares about.
Surprisingly, the negative is being outweighed this time by the positive side, though.
Yeah. Plus, this will be fun because I think most people will actually agree with me with some of these negatives. So number three on nobody cares about. Nobody cares about Marvel's Inhumans. Why are we still making that? You've got the man who shouts a lot. You've got a lady with hair that can strangle people. You've got a giant dog. Like, it's...
But the dog's cute.
Yes, but...
That was the only thing you said you liked, right? Was the dog everything else?
You're the only thing I like. And even you saw it and you were like, I don't really get this.
I didn't really think there was purpose to any of it, personally. To me, it just looked like... generic sci-fi, actually, but you know.
And it's another ABC Marvel show, just like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is so good.
It's great.
No.
This amazing. The first season, second season.
Yeah. Somewhere in the middle of the second season where you're just like, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, bye-bye.
It lives
bye-bye.
On, though.
Nobody cares about Inhumans. Literally nobody. There's maybe like four people that like Marvel that are like, oh, the Inhumans, holy shit. Everybody else is like, what is this?
It's like, what are you giving me?
I guarantee that'll be canceled after the first season. They're going to watch like
three episodes. No one's going to care.
They're going to watch like three episodes.
Everyone's going to be on board with the Defenders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know what time slot they're going to give that show, but I don't like its chances.
Well, the premiere's going to IMAX theaters, and they think they're going to make money off of that.
Netflix is where it's at, guys.
That theater's
going
to have like four people in it.
God. Push it to Netflix if you want success.
Or just don't make it.
Don't make it.
Even in the world of Marvel Comics, the Inhumans are lame. I'm just going to say it. I'm sure somebody out there will be like, you fucker! Inhumans is lame. I'm sorry.
It's pretty bad.
Number two, nobody at San Diego Comic-Con really gave two shits about Walking Dead, or at least I didn't. It was a lame trailer. You've watched a lot of the show. Can you tell me that trailer was interesting?
No, I know. It didn't. It really didn't. I mean, as much as I've kind of defended it within the last, I guess, what, two seasons now, where it's kind of dragged out and dragged on.
Mostly
and
defending it against me because I'm told I can be rather obnoxious.
What? Zach's obnoxious?
News to me.
Oh my God.
Now when I am defending it, my thought was always that, it's gonna pick. They're just kind of, you know, they're in that transitional.
It'll get better.
They're just figuring out the footing. It's fine. But you know, when they, but yeah, since the, what was it, season five or four or five, when they were saying, you know, we're going to DC, you know, this is it, we're gonna go over there, we're gonna flip the script, I think is what that's what they said, we're gonna find
and
out
we're
what's
going
on
the White House. Yeah.
and then they decide to stop short, what, like 20 miles outside in Alexandria, something like that. Why not go the rest of the way at that point? I don't know, but they were in that. Yeah, they've been staying in that spot for what, like 2
welcome,
years?
Welcome to Walking Dead, where they haven't completed an objective since the first season.
Right, right. Yeah, if this was a video game, they'd be stuck on it.
I think season one is the only season where they were like, we're going to go to the CDC, and they actually went to the fucking CDC. God, it's just horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm the kind of, when I get this far invested into a show, I'll probably stick it out, even if it's just not. If it's going to be painful, but...
Well, we wish you luck.
I might need it. I don't know. I mean, there's still a small chance I could bail if it just... I don't know.
And then...
I can't.
Number one on things at San Diego Comic-Con that nobody cared about. This is slightly biased, but I don't care. Literally everything else DC that we haven't mentioned yet. So literally you got Justice League, which was decent. Wonder Woman 2, which will be great, I'm sure. Flash Season 4 looks great. Everything else is just a pile of garbage. They announced that the Flash movie, that his standalone film, is going to be Flashpoint.
If it's anything like the Flashpoint Paradox, like, great. But if it's not anything like that cartoon, then no.
Now, the one upside to the Flash movie is if they do Flashpoint and they do where Batman's father is Batman, like that universe, the guy that plays Negan in The Walking Dead would be Batman for a minute.
Ooh,
because he was cast as Bruce Wayne's dad in Batman v Superman.
That'd be good.
So that would mean he would be the crazy vigilante Batman from Flashpoint. I'd watch that. I still don't think that movie's going to be good.
I was going to say, I don't know. I feel like that could go really well, or it could be a train wreck. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Then they announced a movie that I know Sean is going to love. Harley Quinn versus the Joker.
Oh, it's so... Are the same people?
Oh, yeah. You get a whole bunch more Jared Leto, man. You're... Sean talks a big talk, but his favorite thing in the whole world is Jared Leto's joke.
Fanboy.
You know, it's my favorite. I have a special place for his performance. I'm just going to drop it right here. Oh, no. Oh, it went down the drain.
There you go.
Oh, it's gone. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
It was an accident.
Now, does anybody out there actually want a Harley Quinn Joker movie from these people? I want, be honest.
Big pile of shit.
Thank you. we'll put it up on PCP in advance as a fucking garbage movie, just like I did with Power Rangers. But yeah, no, like I just, and they're still talking about Batgirl and Gotham City Sirens, and now they've announced a Shazam movie finally after all this talk of the Black Adam movie. Right. Now Shazam's going to get a movie because they finally figured out, hey, maybe people don't want a Black Adam movie.
They probably don't.
And then in the TV world, we had a great Flash trailer, and then we had a terrible Arrow trailer and a terrible Legends trailer.
Like,
they just showed footage from the season before. Yeah. And like maybe like three new clips mixed in with a bunch of old footage. Yeah. It's like, I don't know if it's because they've only filmed like a episode or what, but it was just DC. I mean, I'm not trying to say Zach was right again, but DC was a crippling pile of disappointment.
Yeah, Legends and Arrows almost felt like it's like they just thought, oh, we got to put something. I don't know. What do we do? Okay, we're just gonna take a bunch of clips.
Legends was the weirdest. They just showed a whole bunch of footage from last season, and then I guess the first episode they filmed, they're undercover at some bizarre circus in the woods. So it's just the Legends crew dressed up as circus folk, and it was just weird. Like, I was like, what is this?
So you want to take a break, and then we'll talk about more stuff, or you think that we're pretty much wrapping up the show?
I'm almost done, actually.
Oh cool. Sweet.
We should be able. I've got one last thing for Comic-Con, and then I've got one quick snippet at the end, and then we're all set.
Cool.
Crippling disappointments. Now, this is not me being mean. This is stuff that was actually left us very upset and very sad. Absolutely nothing from Star Wars: The Last Jedi. Nothing.
Well, because they gave us the documentary thing at D23.
Oh, I know, but I need a new trailer.
Zach,
I need a new.
You're
trailer.
Gonna have to wait.
Till when? When?
They just gave you one. You gotta finish what you have before you.
Behind the scenes is not a trailer, Sean.
you're like that kid who just had Christmas. He's got a January birthday. And he just can't wait. He's got to do it again.
Yeah,
but I wind up that.
But when Force Awakens was coming out, the trailer came out in July, so it should have come out now.
That's not the case. They're trying something bullshit. Different with this movie.
It's bullshit.
I sent a fax to Lucasfilms.
Zach, go to your room.
So that's it for the podcast today, everybody.
And then finally, and a lot of people are upset about this, Marvel showed the Infinity War footage from D23 again, but still would not. They refused to put it online and share it with the rest of us.
Just out in the dark.
Why is this still a thing? In fact, Comic-Con in general, you know, Comic-Con is one of the only major events now that doesn't live stream their like panels. Even Star Wars Celebration live streamed everything.
Yeah,
like I understand they want people that go to San Diego Comic-Con to feel like they got bang for their buck, but you're actually there. You've already got bang for your buck. Let us enjoy it. Let us poor people enjoy it.
Those of us that couldn't spare the $18,000 to fly across the country to San Diego.
and Marvel, stop being greedy. All right, share the Infinity War footage. There's no reason for you not to share that footage with the rest of us. We've been loyal. You've done a terrible job setting up Thanos. They have. Give us the footage. Please, I'll be polite.
We have our spot in the sandbox, too.
Yeah, and that wraps up Comic-Con. And then one last thing here, just because we haven't had a chance to weigh in on this yet on any of our shows here at Castwave.
Okay.
The new Doctor is a woman.
Ha! Huh.
They have... They
has
actually,
lady parts.
They, Sean. Now, to be fair, this is very bold because a lot of people said they would never do this, and I totally get that. I don't know if they were afraid or what, but I think that's why they made the Master a woman with Missy. I think they were kind of testing us. See, I thought it was a cop out. I thought they made Missy a woman just so they could go, yeah, we're never gonna do that. But I don't know the actress. I should have wrote her name down. I'm sorry. But
I have to go with IDC. I don't care. If she,
I know I'm the only one that watches Doctor Who, but someone's got to talk about this.
Like, no, not in terms of Doctor Who, but I don't care if it's a woman or not.
I don't either.
As long as she makes a good performance and she's a good actor, that's what I care about.
And
her gender has nothing to do with anything.
And I would assume that's why she got picked.
Right.
I assume they would pick whoever they thought would do the best job. So if she got picked, she's the one that's going to do the best job. And she looks very Doctor-esque. Like, they showed a brief, like, little ad when they announced her. Like, they showed her walking through the woods and she had, like, a hood up so you couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl or what. Takes her hood off and looks at the TARDIS, and I was like, yeah, I already get the vibe. Like, I feel it.
Right.
I think she'll do a good job. What I'm worried about, and I don't want to sound like an asshole or a chauvinist, I'm very worried that the whole season is going to be a political push for that. Like, every episode is going to be, oh, because I'm a woman, I can't do this.
And they're going to
force
it.
Because I'm a woman, I can't do that.
Force it in the dialogue too much. Yeah, you can't.
Or maybe you just do, like, regular shit. Like, oh, there's an anomaly and blah, and we have to go.
Just do that.
Yeah.
We don't need, because this last season was way too political, in my opinion. They even said Donald Trump's name in an episode. I don't need that. Huh. I don't like Donald Trump either. I don't need that. So yeah, I think it's a great move forward. I think it's very progressive. I think it's bold, and I think it was the right time. Like, I think the BBC did a great job and made a great decision, and I'm gonna watch it. I just need to make sure that the script can keep up with it. That's my concern.
And here's the whole point of the shows that we watch. We want to escape from our everyday lives.
Yes.
We don't want to be reminded of the horrors of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please stop putting political crap in your fiction.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not that hard.
stop.
Yeah. Just I don't let care us what enjoy.
Kind. I don't care what kind, what side of the political spectrum. And just Doctor don't put Who, it in there.
Doctor Who has been progressive. Doctor Who's been progressive for like 8 years without being this obnoxious about
it. Right. You can still be progressive but not political.
Yeah. This was just obnoxious. And the new companion was obnoxious. Like, it was just none of this was working for me.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, and I mean Moffat, who's been on since the 11th Doctor's premiere, he's right. also stepping down, so we're getting a new showrunner. So we got the new Doctor, who's a woman. We have a new showrunner. I can't remember his name, but I'm told he's very talented. So I'm hoping we'll get some well-paced stories. We'll have a great new Doctor, maybe a new companion, depending on what happened at the end of this season, and hopefully no more political shit.
Please.
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 And on that note, I think I will wrap up my fairly positive BGN appearance. I'm trying to fill in for Colin. I've done my best.
Zach, you have anything to plug?
You should definitely listen to my movie podcast. It's called Post Credit Podcast.
What?
Actually, wait a minute. I can have a testimonial. Brian, what do you think of Post Credit Podcast?
Oh, Post Credit Podcast.
Be gentle.
It's helped me pass a few hours at work at my desk, so, you know, I can't complain about something that does that. It gives me some entertainment, some great information on the news of the day in entertainment. And
you can say I'm obnoxious. It's okay.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought that was coming through okay, but, you know. you get extra doses of Zach on the PCP podcast, which don't change that name. I know you've been saying, oh, you know,
okay.
I should try that.
He says keep it PCP.
It's a gimmick.
PCP.
It's a gimmick now. You have to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. Great
it's
stuff.
Addictive.
Great stuff. And if you can take overdoses of him, it's for you.
Overdoses of Zach.
It's for you.
That sounds interesting. But yeah, post credit.
I already have that problem.
Post credit podcast. It's the one about the movies.
Yep.
Brian, where can we find you on the internet?
Oh, gosh.
You got a Twitter?
Anything? You know, I do have a Twitter.
He never uses it.
I never used it. It is bcash620 at Twitter, though.
I think there's like two tweets on
it. Yeah, there might be something floating out there in the blogosphere that you...
And you find you on Xbox?
Formerly, I'll be converting over to PS4 fairly soon, though, so that will be more like where I'd be in the gaming world.
But. Or just search Brian Cash on Facebook.
You
might find him.
Yep, I'm out there. No, Facebook, I maintain that well, yes. Twitter, I think there's two tweets about something pro-wrestling related from like 2 years ago, so...
He's rocking the Twitterverse.
Rocking the Twitterverse.
All right, Sean, where can we find you on the internet?
Like my ex-wife.
Like,
anyway.
Confidential.
You can find me on the World Wide Web at Sean L. Holmes, SeanLHolmes. You can also email me, Sean at castwavestudios.com, for anything related to this show, any shows, anything with the Castwave Studios realm. Just throw me a line. I'll get back to you within 3 or 4 days when
weeks,
I check it.
Years.
3 or 4 years.
They're efficient. They're efficient.
I'm weekly.
They care.
Weekly.
Brian.
They care.
Or if you need to get me immediately, just tweet me and I'll see it. So you can also go to castwaystudios.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs. It helps us support the studio and stuff like that. All right. For Brian Cash.
Zach Patterson.
And I'm Sean Holmes. And you have been boldly going nowhere.
We're out.
Outro?
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.
Right now, yeah!